It is time right now for our Caregiver Corner program. I'm Tim Fleming. And with us, we have Lark Trigstad on the live line. Hey, Lark, how are you?
Happy New Year.
Yeah, happy New Year to you.
Yeah, it's good.
You're ready for a new year?
2023. Absolutely. What I have been hearing on TV, New Year, new me.
There you go. There you go.
I don't know.
Well, we've
that's kind of what we're talking about today, yeah.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of things. New year, goal setting, family caregivers. Yeah, it's right here.
It is.
And right off the bat, do you take care of an aging parent or chronically ill partner? If so, the new year is a good time to reflect back on what is working and not working. Setting goals versus resolutions may be a more practical approach. Statistics show a good portion of the resolutions people make are often given up on by the end of January. How true.
Very true. And according to an article from the Orange County Family Resource Center, now these folks, they're located out in California, and I think there's 11 resource centers for aging, and they get assistance from UC Davis out there, university, and they're way ahead in caregiving. And they said that staying focused on achievable goals can help you avoid consequences like burnout and anxiety, and we talk a lot about that. So goal setting is a powerful tool that provides motivation, and it helps improve focus. It gives you something to work toward and helps you stay organized, which is essential. Goals give us something to strive for, something that we can measure our progress against, and they promote a sense of accomplishment when achieved and help keep us on track between achievements. Moreover, having achievable goals that are both measurable and realistic will ensure that your hard work pays off and you give your wins the attention they deserve.
The article points out that it's also important to remember that goal setting isn't just about achieving targets. It's also about creating positive habits that will lead to long-term success as a caregiver. When you set realistic goals, it gives you something tangible to work towards, which can help reduce the stress and anxiety when faced with challenging situations or maybe some difficult decisions you have to make.
Yeah, that decision one is really tough. So they give us three examples of goals that we can look at today. And the first one is kind of alluded to, get organized and reduce, I love this, mental clutter. Being organized with help streamline your tasks as a family caregiver, as if then have more time to spend with your loved one or dedicate to self-care activities. And it can be overwhelming trying to keep track of schedules, appointments, and daily tasks as a family caregiver. So they suggest that investing in apps or task management software, but we are at an advantage in North Iowa because we have SageLink.
Yes, we do. We have SageLink. That's right, Lark. Just click on the Everyday Caregiving How-To tab, scroll down to Prepare to Care, a planning guide for families. Prepare to Care, a resource guide for families, was developed by AARP to help make the job more manageable. It includes information on how to have vital conversations with older family members, organize important documents, assess your loved one's needs, and locate important resources. Watch caregiving expert Amy Goyer explain more about the guide. Click on the website address, and there's a complete 35-page planning guide. You can download it to your computer or print it out if you like. You can also request a hard copy to receive in the mail if you like. It is available in multiple languages, too.
It's amazing, and here's a list of bigger things to consider getting organized in order to make your life easier and clear mental clutter in 2023. Starting on page 23 of the guide are the following checklists. The first one, voila, what we were talking about, goals and needs checklist. This is a perfect guide to start the conversation, and it looks at particular assessment or just dialogue about what your the person you're caring for needs are. And then there's a general needs assessment. There's a personal needs assessment, home maintenance checklist. There's a healthcare checklist, including medical card numbers, and don't forget the advance directive. There's a transportation checklist, financial checklist, public benefits checklist, and a sample care plan. Make sure you have the advance directive, such as a will, a power of attorney, or any other such legal documents created and reviewed by an attorney, and organized. In the event that something happens, like your loved one becomes incapacitated, for example, and having these documents on file and squared away will save a lot of stress down the line, for sure.
And goal number two, make time for self-care activities. Self-care is essential for everyone. However, it often falls lower down on our priority list when we're taking care of others. The AARP guide has a section, page 16, care for yourself. Gotta like that. Goal three, develop and maintain supportive relationships. Page 9 of the guide gives examples of how and why to form a larger network of friends, family, and community resources, too.
It's amazing, and setting goals can be beneficial both emotionally and practically when you're caring for someone else. And there are lots of ways you can do this heading into 2023. So they provide motivation and direction while offering us something tangible to strive towards each day. As a family caregiver in 2023, make sure you're setting achievable goals that will benefit both yourself and your loved ones throughout the year ahead.
Here we are. We're talking about something that is so necessary in so many people's lives. And
yes.
And it's online. With our North Iowa SageLink site, it's just great for people.
Well, it's there. And it's like, we don't, I don't know about you, but I have enough apps. But this is a way that you can go to a website and learn about what you need to know when you need to know it. And believe me, starting out is really overwhelming because, just trying to find Medicare cards and insurance cards and doctor's phone numbers, all that, it's a big job. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need the checklist can really help put things in order for you.
Yeah. Yes, it can. Yep. So, with these three goals in mind, get organized, prioritize self-care, develop supportive relationships, you'll be well on your way towards achieving success in this coming year. And fortunately, we have it covered by Access to Family Caregiving Planning Guide via a trusted website.
NorthIowaSageLink.com.
You've got it.
Hey, thanks, Lark. Lark, have a great week and enjoy the start of a brand new year. It's going to be a great year in 23.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
Thank
Lark.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's Lark Trigstead with us on our Caregiver Corner this week. I'm Tim Fleming.